Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of February, recording at 5:46 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick review here. Stock markets are mostly a bit easier today. Again, bellwether stock markets, Japan and, Australia, South Korea, down in here today. And Europe, a little bit mixed, not a great deal, but a little bit more on the downside than the upside. And Wall Street's reversed a gain of about 35 points on the Dow as I speak. Lots of time left, but I think people are probably a little bit concerned about the prospect for at least two more interest rate hikes. That's the conclusion, the preliminary conclusion that they seem to be drawing from Bernanke's comments. That helped firm up the U.S. dollar, not surprisingly, and it clobbered the precious metals in here again today. That's good news for those of us who are out of that sector and looking to buy back in, hopefully at a lower level. Okay, where do we actually stand here? I think I've described this environment in the last few days as one where we feel bullish one day looking at the evidence, or I feel that the evidence is a little bit bullish one day and bearish the next. In other words, there's uncertainty, there's whipsaw action. Well, my own view, though, which I do not change on a daily basis very often, is that this is all very late in the cycle activity. And by late in the cycle activity, I'm talking about that wonderful global stock market rally that we saw from March 2003 onwards. It's very long in the tooth, as I've said many times, and I maintain that we are seeing the early evidence of top formation development overall. Now, that's quite a subjective comment, because for everyone that can point to charts where we see evidence of deterioration, others can point to charts where the markets are still really very, very firm, most of Europe notably. But what I think we need to focus on, or what I'm certainly focusing on, is the ones that have been really the bellwethers, have been the leaders. And nothing did better, I don't think, than the resources sector overall, or if there was a sector that outperformed it. Resources were certainly one of the very, very top performing sectors. That's clearly in a medium-term correction here right now. Japan, that was an absolutely star performer, as was, and South Korea was even better last year and into the early part of this year. Both of those have clearly failed. Going back to resources, Australia, South Africa, Canada, they were the stock markets that most reflected the strength of the resources sector. These have all lost momentum in here for at least the short term. So I don't expect a meltdown here, although if you said to me, well, David, if we were going to get one or the other, would it be a melt-up or a meltdown? It would be a meltdown, unquestionably, in my view, at this stage of the cycle. But I think we're probably a bit more likely to see the ranging activity. Why? Because there's still plenty of liquidity sloshing around in the system. Also, the oil price that I have mentioned and mentioned and mentioned so many times as being either a headwind if it's moving up, or a tailwind as it's moving down, that continues to move down, 58.75 in here today as I speak. And then again, it's not unusual to have the seasonal factors keeping markets strong in the first quarter of the year. So I can maintain that I think this is we are in the early stages of an overall topping out process that will eventually see markets, stock markets, move into medium term corrections. And I mentioned over and over again the cascade effect. That is a point worth repeating, in that if stock markets are in retreat, or when stock markets are in retreat, that will drag down a number of other markets where people have some fairly large speculative positions. I'm thinking of hedge funds and other speculators, such as well, small speculators such as myself and perhaps some of you. I've closed down an awful lot of positions in here this month, and just saying, right, we've seen the best of this move overall. The risks are increasing. Let's sit tight for a while. Now, as I've gone into cash and raised my cash levels, I haven't sold any of my investment positions, incidentally, and I'm not likely to, as you know. But as I've gone into cash, and as if others do the same, I said that that would have the effect of a temporary monetary tightening because the velocity with which money spins around in the system would contract. So the liquidity would be on the sidelines for a while rather than in the markets. So how to play it? Well, I've still got my short positions in the S&P and also in the DAX. The DAX is the more dangerous one. We saw that nudge to a new high yesterday, although it's come back in here today somewhat on the futures contract when I last looked. That's a high beta version of Wall Street. So if Wall Street closes up on the day, then I'll be under pressure to cover that DAX short later in the week. But if Wall Street closes down, it'll still be in with a chance of working out all right. But that's by the by. I think the important point is that we've seen the best of the rallies overall in a number of high-performing areas, and that the risks have gone up considerably relative to the potential rewards. That's the key message that I do want to state and state over and over again for all subscribers. Now, I wrote a lot about ethanol. Well, I wrote a bit about ethanol in here today, and it's a topic that I've been discussing and that subscribers have been discussing in recent days. Count me among the very bullish on ethanol. I think the timing's right. I think the politics are right. I think the financing is right. I can see this becoming a cause célèbre. And yes, there are technological problems. I respect a number of the reservations that were expressed in that article that I had posted yesterday. But when you weigh it all up, I can see the problems, the difficulties, the reservations, the involving cost, involving additional pollution created by ethanol. I can see this being swept away. I was going to say gradually, but quite possibly relatively quickly, as the tide in favor of this alternative fuel for automobiles and trucks continues to grow. And I think it merits investment. I've said that I like the story a lot more than I do stories about yet another sort of marginal gold mine or uranium mine. For one thing, the costs of getting involved in the uranium or gold business or any other mining venture for startups is enormously high. And this is something I've mentioned before. And the industry's big pressure within the industry to consolidate overall. Well, I don't think those problems, I won't go on too long on this, or the audio will be too long, but I don't think those problems transfer over to the ethanol field. As a matter of fact, the barrier to entry is extremely low. That would create problems in time, but not at, you'd get too many companies coming into the field, but not at this stage of the cycle. So I will almost certainly be investing in ethanol, whether it'll be a share, one of the two shares that I mentioned in comment of the day, or whether it'll be a fund. Probably I would be happiest with a fund overall if I liked the look of the fund and the major holdings that it had. But again, I'm not rushing into that quickly. I may have a nibble a little later on with some of my spare cash, but those shares have had a good run up in the last 6 weeks or so. So I'm not I'm not a chaser of markets, as you know. Okay, so much for that. Dollar I mentioned was a bit firmer in here today, and that's on the interest rate considerations. Precious metals, well, they had a good day yesterday, and they're retracing it all in here today. Gold down over 9 as I speak, silver down 21. I mean, just looking at the range on silver today, one stage this morning it got up to 940 and a half, and it's now at 910. So we're getting some big swings, and generally, when we get this one day up and one day down type of two-way battle in the marketplace following what has already been a substantial uptrend. So in other words, you get the big uptrend, then you get this struggle between supply and demand causing this very choppy, churning, whipsaw type of action. That is usually resolved in favor of the bears for at least the medium term. So I'm in no hurry to go rushing back in here. And that's pretty much it, folks. I will say, though, that what I also mentioned in comment of the day, that I will not be in tomorrow. I'm in the city on some work projects there, and therefore Owen will be in the hot seat tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.